which sectors of the economy offer the most promising prospects for job seekers who don't have college degrees?
We found in today's economy there are about 30 million good jobs that pay without a BA. That is, good jobs that are going to those with high school or some college and associate's degree. We divided the industries into two groups, blue-collar industries that include manufacturing, construction, transportation, and wholesale, retail, and trade, and then skilled services, which feature health services, a very fast-growing area, as well as financial services and other services areas. The key finding at the national level was that there's been a real shift in the growth of good jobs from blue-collar industries to skilled services industries. We found that manufacturing good jobs in particular have gone down drastically, very sharply, since 1991 and especially since 2000. And at the same time, we've seen much more and actually offsetting growth of good jobs in those skilled services industries, primarily health services, but also many of the other services industries.
And did you look at subgroups, gender, for example?
We did. And the main finding there was that, whether surprising or not, good jobs for those without a BA have gone mostly to men. Going back to, it's really been remarkably steady since 1991 and up until the current time that more than half, the lion's share of good jobs for those without a BA are held by men.
Has that changed in recent years?
No, it's really been very, it's held steady. And that's one thing that we want to look at is why exactly.
Okay, let's bring this home now. What does your research find about Kentucky?
Kentucky was actually one of the states that actually experienced good job growth between 1991 and 2015. There were quite a few states north and east of Kentucky that experienced big losses of manufacturing jobs and others. But Kentucky was one of the fortunate states, clustered mostly in the south and the west, that experienced growth, and it was 12% growth in good jobs. Another interesting point is that while most states and while the nation overall lost good jobs in blue-collar industries and gained good jobs in skilled services industries such as health, Kentucky actually was able to add good jobs in both areas. And that's primarily because there was growth in construction sectors and transportation, even while Kentucky lost a lot of good manufacturing jobs along with the rest of the country.
And what are the median earnings for these jobs? We talked about the median earnings on the national level. How does it look on the Kentucky level?
Right. It's very close. For Kentucky, the median earnings for jobs without a BA are about $54,000 per year. So that's very close to the national median, actually.
Neil Ridley, the State Initiative Director at the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce and co-author of the Good Jobs Project Report. They have an impressive website. Go to goodjobsdata.org. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you very much.